All the remaining 21 South Korean hostages held by the Taliban in Afghanistan are alive today, according to the Taliban spokesperson, despite the passing of the latest deadline. The government says it is considering a rescue operation and has told the inhabitants of the region to expect military action. Charles Collins has the latest developments.
The people of the Ghazni province are tense and have been since helicopters dropped leaflets warning of a military operation aiming to free the remaining 21 South Korean captives. The Taliban are threatening to kill them if six of their members are not freed by the Afghan government. In South Korea, a spokesperson for the president's office spoke about the country's anger over the ongoing standoff.
The government strongly condemns the kidnappers to stop seizing innocent civilians and claiming their lives while making a demand that we cannot address.
Several newspapers in South Korea say the United States should do more to try and free the hostages, but U.S. State Department spokesman Tom Casey says the situation is entirely the fault of the Taliban.
In this instance, the burden, just like in other hostage-taking instances, is on those who've done this and the Taliban to release them and to let them go.
The Afghan government says it will not free any Taliban prisoners because it fears this will only encourage future kidnappings. I'm Charles Collins.